in his review, ex-Neil Atkinson with Dan Morgan and Sean Rogers. Working through Chelsea 2, Arsenal 2, we were all excited about doing this one because Chelsea feel as though they've got a sense of direction all of a sudden. And Arsenal, obviously, off the back of the win against Manchester City, are generally an interesting side. And it proved to be an interesting affair, the way in which it broke out more than anything else. We'll start off with the approaches, which is what we so often do, and the early part of the game, because the two are quite linked. Sean, it's interesting to me, Arsenal stick from the Man City game with the idea of Rice not starting at the base, and that possibly leads to Odegaard being pushed on more. But I think it is reasonable to think that Arsenal looked a little undercooked early in the game and a little out of sorts. Do you think that's an international break point? Do you think it's a little bit of a after the Lord Mayor's show? Not that anyone's ever been to a Lord Mayor's show, but with the Manchester City results, why do you think they did look a little undercooked in the early stages, and what did you think of the approach?
I think the vast majority of teams, Newcastle might argue otherwise, I guess, have not hit the ground running after the back of the international break. I don't think there's many top sides that will be saying they were purring this weekend, understandably. And I think sometimes it's difficult when you're analysing the game, because I think the best thing you can try and do is go, okay, what do we think the plan was from the managers and the players? There's a separate argument then as to how well they execute it. Obviously, the better you then go and execute it, the bigger the praise gets. And hopefully we do our best to do this. I think it's difficult to try and... You can have a great plan, but it be executed badly. But then you can debate, well, okay, what did be executed badly? You're trying to get the wrong players to do the right plan. Or even vice versa. I think on this one, there's a mixture of a little bit of everything in that. I think sometimes you just don't play well. And we'll come to it. But I just think Jorginho has a bit of a stinker. And he's not being asked to do anything particularly different to what he normally does. You can argue about the shape around him. And obviously, there's a degree of the movement and the performance of the players around Jorginho directly influences how Jorginho plays as well. But he just doesn't have his best day. Whereas there are other things there where you maybe wonder, is that a bit of a square peg in a round hole, or do they need to maybe do something a little bit different? So in terms of the plan, I think I always think it's quite interesting looking at Arsenal, because they implement their normal 3-2-2-3 build. There's some real nuances about the positioning, and both teams do it slightly differently in terms of implementation. But it's probably the most similar one to Liverpool.